This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You listen to me. It's that you're. We got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job, and you pass an IQ test at 143,
I
will hire you.
Championship coming soon.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We talked about it, Steiny. When I went out to see my man Bob, we talked about it.
What would you do? What would your job be? Would you be a scout, or would you be assistant GM?
It's like a good pizza from Roundtable. It's a combination of a bunch of things that we talked about.
Well, you need one specialty first.
Recognizing talent. Okay. Like I did Eddie House.
Like saying Moody is great.
No, I won that one. Moody was a contributor. And that's what
barely.
Please.
Not in the playoffs.
Yeah, anyway, my boy Squirt texted me and said, Gobert stinks. So he didn't like you giving Gobert flowers.
Gobert stinks on offense.
He does. Then this is why I'm going to leave the phone alone.
This is Squirt?
Yeah, Squirt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know
Peter
what?
Star.
Squirt, try. You know what? Count the layups the Warriors had against the Timberwolves. And you're going to have to stop at about 3 or 4.
Well, how was he last night? I'm not blaming him.
He stinks offensively. What do you want me to say?
His hands are just, Jesus, use them. Big Dex from the Yoon. Could the Warriors use Seth Curry? Whatever he's doing at work, he just thought of Seth Curry. They need shoot.
You know that sometimes I catch grief for being not nice to you.
It's a stick.
I know. But you know what? I am gonna start treating some of these texters like you. And call them out if we got this guy on the YouTube chat.
Oh,
Riptide.
Let's get him. What did he say?
Listen to this. Listen to this cockamamie text. He says that Moody could be like Eddie Jones.
That was my
guy. If he played more. What are you, crazy? Eddie Jones was an incredible athlete.
Yeah. The playoffs were Black Monday for the stock of Moses Moody. He did himself no favors. A great season, Steiny. I mean that, a great season, and we counted on him, Moody.
He did not have a great season.
From what he was to where he ended up a starter, the playoffs just were, it was a crash out, and he'll tell you that. So the Eddie Jones doesn't hit like it would have hit early March when he was at his highest powers. But Moody, Steiny, come on, just give the young man credit for making contributions. Kane Slidebender says, it's not a stick, Goo. Dude don't like you. This is my boy. This is my boy. Evan knows.
I don't need.
I'm Draymond of the show.
Exactly.
But
where everybody walking on eggshells around you.
Steiny's soft.
He never been in a fight.
Charmin.
You just got a jerk voice. And it comes out. I hear it. But when you do a show with Evan, let me do it.
West Coast soft.
When you do a show with Evan or anybody else, yeah. Willard, that one day. Yeah. Hey guys, hey,
don't you get it?
No, I bring something out in you. They don't.
Your takes are preposterous.
You just
hate
when I'm happy.
Goo, I'm scared of Willard. Goo, and I got to get the call.
You are, yeah.
Goo. So again, this is where I get a little frustrated with you. And I'm not a Warrior fan, but I'm an observer.
We are.
They're 20. Let me just do it again. I have to do it. They're 25 and 26. They trade for Jimmy Butler. They go 23-8. They win their first series. Curry gets hurt. They lose to the Timberwolves. And now you're like, I don't think he's the guy I thought he was. Steiny, I thought he was a Superman. Yeah. I thought he was going to do this, that, or the other thing. Okay. So was it a good trade or not?
It was a good trade because you're right. What were we talking about? Pierce Evans hit me in the cardiac muscle, and I'll take a couple steps back, but I still stand on the Jimmy Butler I thought we were getting, or that Miami Jimmy, playoff Jimmy. I'm done with, I'm not calling them that until I see it again. It did not happen here in Golden State. But what you did and what he enabled this Warrior team to do in the regular season is get off of what's wrong with the Warriors, what's wrong with Steph. I remember those days in those shows. So, Pierce Evans, here's to you, man. Cheers. Shout out RIP Norm Peterson. He passed yesterday, Steiny. So, I'm saying to you, he did have an impact. But when we needed him most, he does not have that cape like he had in Miami. Dwayne Wade knows it. So does Haslam. And you can say those dudes have axes to grind. But Evan G.
I'm not sure.
Jumped in our show last segment and said what needed to be said. It wasn't about winning the series. That was unrealistic and too big of an ask. It was, Jimmy, can you get us one game? And you sat there on the sofa and shot 9 and 11 times consecutively when the stakes were as big as they could possibly be. And forget the others that didn't bring it. You're right. But you taught me this year, it ain't about the others. You laid at the doorstep of the dogs, the alpha males. And I thought Jimmy was that, and we didn't see it. And I'm disappointed.
This from Kofi Spot on the YouTube chat. It's a super chat for $4.99. My issue with Jimmy is he wants Batman salary with Robin responsibility, but the Riddler when Steph went down because his performance was puzzling.
Wow.
You guys are
brutal.
I'm going
to give you a 4 on
that. I'm going to be honest with you. You guys are brutal. You are. I mean, I don't know what you want if you're coming down Butler's road.
It's not. I'm gonna give you the victory lap, and I'm giving you the victory lap for not thinking Miami Jimmy was coming. It sounds like that's where you're at, or you saw it early on and you knew. Now we don't know why, but I feel like we were sold something, Steiny, and we got something different. He impacted us getting to the playoffs. Yes. All that.
Right.
But this thing still, and it's starting to scare me now because we got the first sign of a muscle strain from Steph Curry in his illustrious 16-year career, that if this were to happen again, kind of at the same time,
this team stinks without Curry.
And
come on, Goo.
See, but I thought that got better with Jimmy, though.
It did. But
we lost 4 straight in the playoffs.
Let me ask you a question.
Against an unbuttoned Minnesota team.
If Luka would have been Butler, do you beat the Timberwolves without Curry?
You get a game.
That's what you think.
No, you get a game. He would have gave us 35 or 41 games.
And he would have given up 45 or 50.
Talking good, Luke.
What we got here? Let's go to Moose in San Jose. Let's get it started, Moose. What's going on? Moose! Get him off.
Hey.
Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Hey Tony, how you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Hey,
doing
T.
Well, thank you.
All right, man. So just real quick, man, Summers, I love you to death, bro, but we have all the right to be grinding Jimmy Butler, man. Keep doing it. He couldn't give us one game, man. He gave us the play-in and that was it. Yeah, you got his pass and gave us a 7th seed, but other than that, what else did he do? We just needed one more game from the guy so that Curry could come back, and hopefully, maybe things happen and then the injury gets worse, but that's not here. So, you know, it is what it is. I think Steinmetz, it's a little bit of both. I think he wasn't 100%. And the Miami Jimmy Butler, I don't think is inexistent. However, back to your guys' Giannis trade. Would I like Giannis? Of course. Who wouldn't want the guy? I would take Giannis over Draymond, Jimmy Butler. I would give up the kitchen sink, even maybe the plumbing system. You know, so I would like to see that. But I think it could be a little bit, I don't think it's a possibility just due to the fact that it's going to cost too much and we won't have any money to get any other players to surround him. It would be too much over the tax limit. So what I think they should do is I think our dinner plate is almost perfect, man. Our steak is nice and seasoned. You know, it's got a little bit more charcoal on it than we wanted, but, hey, it's nice and juicy, ready to eat. However, our sides are too bland, man. Our sides are too bland. Our role players aren't prepared. They're not prepared. They're not seasoned. We need to go out and get more seasoned guys. I'm going to keep championing Mark Wheeler's take on Cam Johnson. If we can sign and trade Jonathan Kuminga and get Cam Johnson, that's a perfect fit. That guy plays defense, and he's an above 33% three-point shooter from the corners. Doesn't matter where it's at. However, if Brooklyn Nets are in the rebuild stage, I think they should try to get Nick Claxton as well. That guy is a rebound machine.
I like him.
I love Kevon Looney. So, you know, I think they should go after those two guys and maybe even try to get a guy like Deontay Murray as well. All right, guys.
All right. I'm blown away. You know how sometimes I pretend to be? I can't believe.
But share with us when you knew
you guys are sour on Jimmy Butler.
No, it's not
sour. Yes, you are,
Donnie.
Yes, you are. You're
disappointed.
I can't believe he couldn't get him a game.
Yeah, that I stand on.
Dude, they went they're not even in the playoffs without him.
I got you.
They don't win the first round without him. But and then you want him to beat by himself essentially a Western Conference finalist team from a year ago that I think's better.
Well, I keep going to game three where he went 1-for-7 in the fourth quarter, Stoney.
Well,
and
what does that tell you?
26 shots. No.
And no help.
Well, okay, if that's how you want to look at it. But for you to sit there and say, how can you minimize or not, you know, give him credit for the impact he had on the 23-8, I'm with you. But why are you so perplexed that from that joy that you have expectations that grow to think that, okay, without Steph, we've seen the impact of Jimmy, we can get a game, maybe at home, when we're up 6 in the fourth quarter. We're talking about now just a game.
Okay. So you're going to be mad at him because he couldn't win one out of four games.
No, I'm mad at him because he shot 20 times in 2 games. Miss me with that. And you getting 50 M's and you're on the book for, umpteen money? Let me just ask you this, because you keep saying it, and I'm mad that you kind of beat me to it. So when did you know not to expect playoff Jimmy?
When Steph Curry went down and when they had to match up with the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have Jaden McDaniels, who's 6'9", and athletic as hell, and Rudy Gobert sitting in the lane, and then him playing with 4 guys, none of whom can shoot. All right. Leroy in Oakland. Leroy's with Goo. What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo?
Oh, hey, welcome to the off season, Lee. Yeah.
Hey, Goo, you lit it up on this topic, and Steiny, I don't think you want this smoke. Respectfully. Respectfully. Because you are about to get it from not only Guru, but me, that last caller, and all day the callers are going to be with Goo. And I'll tell you why, Steiny. So I was with you, Steiny, about Jimmy Butler. I was like, okay, I don't know. And we were, and when Curry went down, my wife looked at me, and she's not a real big sports fan. She loves the Warriors. And she said, you know, Curry went down, but for some reason, I'm feeling okay with Jimmy Butler. I think we're going to be all right. And I perked up because I was with you, Steiny, and okay. And she kind of got me to believe. And that we didn't see it, it was frustrating. And I don't think it's unfair for us to be coming down his road. We were expecting you to step in. And I love what you said, Goo. K- Give us one
that,
game.
That's all I'm asking.
It was three games when he was out. Give us one. And then this too, Steiny. When someone's giving you the victory lap, who gave you the victory lap, give credit to the person that gave you the victory lap. What we're saying is you had been seen.
That's
all. You had been saw that Jimmy wasn't that dude.
No, I don't think
that's
like,
what
I
that's
don't,
it. That,
I don't think. Hold on. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. By the way, they play the Mystics tonight at Chase, always live on the free Odyssey app, which means you can hear it right here. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. You're not giving him any break for the fall he took. None. Jimmy Butler.
All right.
And here's the other thing. And I said this at the time. And I don't want a victory lap. Because I don't think Jimmy Butler. I mean, I'm not saying he played great. But I don't think what people expected from him was realistic. To carry this team. And here's the other thing. I'll tell you right now, and I ate it this day. I completely ate it. And what I'm talking about is when the Warriors won game one, and we came in the following day, Leroy's right about his wife saying, I feel good. I was blown away by how many Warrior fans were thinking, we can still win the series.
Oh,
we're
my
fine.
Gosh.
And at that time, I wasn't going to say, you guys are high. But I thought about it because I did it. This is what I did when Steph Curry, and I'm gonna do this every time. Conley, Edwards, Randall, McDaniels, Gobert, Naz Reid, Butler, Draymond, Pods, Moody, Post, Payton. I don't know how they could have even gotten a game.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm just, here's what we're talking about. You know, Giannis's name is out there, and
man, he would change everything. I got you.
I know, but now it's spun to me. Yeah, Jimmy. Nah, I don't know. That's okay. You're not saying Jimmy stinks, but you're saying, nah, I don't know about Jimmy. I don't know if he's a guy. We thought he was.
And it's not the first time in my life that I've been living in the past, but Steiny, I'll keep it real. I'm a guy that was giving him that pass for that injury. But as I watch the games again and think about what he said after him, how am I going to go there when the player's not going there? Bottom line is you were out there, but Leroy said it so well, Steiny, so profound. Take the victory lap. And I know you don't want it, but you had saw something in regard to him not being ultra aggressive with field goal attempts, even when things were going good and they were 23-8. So this is not like it just happened in the playoffs, but, you know, I was in sales, Steiny, and if my sales weren't and I wasn't hitting quota, the boss would come in and would say, how many calls did you make? She didn't even have to ask. She would know. And if it said 100 and I was struggling, I'm fine because I showed effort. But if I had 40 or 35 and I'm still not making the sales, it's hell to pay. So when I look at a box score, win a go-home game, and my stud that's getting 50 M's plus has 11 field goal attempts and 9, there is no great answer as to why that is sufficient. And then to hear
I've tried to tell you a million times, but you dismiss it, which is fine.
And I'm admitting that.
No, I'm telling you right now that you're still harping on the 11 shots. Maybe he couldn't get more.
That is the word.
Because the other team defends like hell. And the other team has a great defender. Not only they have a great individual defender, and they have an incredible rim protector.
But he did get more than 11 shots in one game.
26, okay. Game 3. So what?
Which happened to be the closest they got to winning a game.
So what happened, Steiny? Why couldn't he duplicate that?
He's 35 and he's playing in the postseason. Like that, like wake up. Like that's the thing I've been talking about for forever, for probably for too long. Like why did Steph Curry get hurt? He was old.
Oh,
why did Butler get hurt? He's older.
48 minutes, you know? Well, exactly. He played a lot.
That's right. And he couldn't hold up.
And had they handled business, maybe he doesn't get hurt.
Well, he probably would have gotten hurt later in the playoffs.
But like games, what was it, game six, the Friday game I went to against the Rockets, Jimmy was, he was just going through the motions as Steph was trying to make everything happen. I'm just saying collectively, had they won that game, maybe we don't have a Curry injury and close Houston out.
Well, we're going to have a Curry injury the following series then, probably, because Curry didn't even do anything.
Well,
walking or running lightly.
Yeah.
510, Steiny, do you think that Butler's a great fit? And if he and Curry are healthy, they really only need to add a low-maintenance center. All I'm saying is they went 23-8 down the stretch. They beat Houston. They lost Curry. They lost in five games, and...
Well, the thing is, Stoney, would you let that deter you from going to get Giannis if you could and if it would cost you Jimmy?
Not necessarily, but that's why we're talking about this. Giannis apparently won't be playing with the Bucks next year. Would I be interested in Giannis? Of course. Okay, so it'll probably take Butler, which I get it. I would entertain that, absolutely.
Okay.
But now it has gone to... Butler didn't get it done. Butler didn't work. Things.
That it didn't work. No, Stoney, just like Leroy said, we're disappointed. I am. And Leroy sounds like he's in the same line at the effort of Jimmy Butler specifically after Curry went down.
Well, you're saying effort, and I'd be careful about that word. He didn't play well. There were times he wasn't aggressive. Do we know it was because he wasn't giving effort, or was he hurt?
Well, maybe he was trying the life of the benefit of the doubt that you're giving him. I'm just saying, I'm the guy that said he has to be hurt, but my gosh, it is what it is. At the end of the day, if you're out there and you hoist up 26 shots on one night and then you come back and dip to 9-11, I'm just saying, and you're passing the ball out to Guy Santos and Pods of the World, who I love, but they're not you. Jimmy, what part of the chessboard are you not understanding? The percentages of you shooting a basketball and it going in are greater than the guys you're passing to. So when you get sassy and you get up there with a microphone and basically tell us dummies, don't tell you how to play, well, you say that to Dwayne Wade. You say that to Pat Riley, who now, the cat's out the bag, have said... We don't think you're worth that money because you're not trying to put the ball in the cup anymore.
Well, did that thought ever cross your mind when the trade was made?
No.
Huh. Pat Riley is a pretty good GM and owner.
That's real, Stoney.
Why would he do this?
Yeah, that's real. I thought it was personal. And
you guys think thought you were getting a perfect player. I mean, what do you...
But he's still good, Stoney.
It wasn't like Miami was doing anything without him. I think it was fair for people to assess the situation and say Miami absolutely would have been better with Jimmy Butler, and he is what they're missing.
I'm shocked.
All right, can I ask you two a question?
I can't believe anybody out there really thought the Warriors could beat Minnesota without Curry. But I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's not about winning the series, Steiny.
What? So we could get to game six for Steph?
I mean, it was there.
It's about winning one game.
They got swept, basically, by an unbuttoned-up Minnesota team.
Well, you know what? Then you guys are idiots for thinking 23-8 during the regular season actually meant something. I mean, and you know what?
It's a 65-win pace. Are you high?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
23-8 is nothing?
Well, apparently, not to you guys, because you thought that was going to translate into the postseason.
Well, one game. We thought it would get us one game without Steph.
No one sat up. Well, maybe some people did. Yeah. No one sat here and said they have to win the series without Curry.
Man, nobody. And
that's not true. On the day after game one, a lot of people believed the Warriors could win that series even without Steph.
Well, that turns out to be foolish, but winning one game is... clearly a lot harder than obviously we foresaw.
Thank you.
No, but you sitting up here like you saw it all happening real time is not true.
That's what I'm fighting against. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is...
It sounds like it.
I think you're crazy to think Jimmy Butler could do it on his own.
But
I think you're crazy to think anybody could have done it on their own against Minnesota.
One game. I mean, where were your stats? So when Curry got hurt, you said to yourself, because I don't remember you saying, it's a wrap, everybody. The Warriors have no chance.
That's right. Because I was blown away, and I was going to wait until the Timberwolves won a game or two.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, have you ever thought of this? Butler did all he could in game three. Was that the 26 shot night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Up six.
He wore down in the fourth quarter because he was 1-for-7, and that's all he had to give. Then Kuminga
had a good game.
Then the
too.
Minute, well, that's because he's a one-on-one isolation player, and he doesn't rely on his teammates.
And Draymond takes some blame into that too. This is not all just Jimmy, but it is what it is. I got a scenario for you and Evan on the other side, and it involves somebody in Miami right now.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Jimmy Butler, does he stink?
Nobody's saying that.
Apparently so. It's a team game.
We weren't able to get it done.
Employee pricing is back at Frontier Ford. Yep, they've extended this incredible sales event. You pay what they pay on every new Ford in stock. No markups, no nonsense. Just go to Frontier Ford in Santa Clara or shop frontierford.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
But I got to tell you, you are the man. You are a box of peanut brittle.
I should be in the mental ward.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let me reset here, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be fine.
That is great.
All right, so if you haven't heard, Giannis Antetokounmpo is okay with leaving Milwaukee via a trade. He was also in the Bay Area yesterday, down at Google, doing his thing, which is doing something for Google. That's all I know. And a week or two ago, he was asked a bunch of questions on Twitter, and he spoke very, very highly of Steph Curry. So we start talking about Giannis. Is it realistic? And I'm not against, obviously, Butler may have to go if this were to ever come to fruition. But what has evolved out of this discussion is it feels to me like Warrior fans are now doubting whether Butler is the real deal.
Right.
All he's cracked up to be, which maybe was too much.
All right.
And people seem to be down on him, Jimmy Butler. And I, for the life of me, I think that's pretty.
It'll pass. But
I think really harsh and unfair to Butler, because this team without Steph Curry is incredibly ordinary. And so, no, he wasn't able to win a game. But, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Michael Jordan was on the Bulls and he scored 63 and then he scored 49 and they didn't win a game the Boston Celtics.
But that is what you're doing for Jimmy when Michael put out that production, right. And it was obvious to Helen Keller and anybody else that couldn't see, Stoney, that Michael was not the problem. But when you have Jimmy not even trying to get 63 and 49, the question bar, like, dude, you're on the books for 54 M's. Is it so far-fetched for us to just expect for you to go out guns blazing? Give me a 3 for 19. At least we know you tried. There was none of that. That's all.
So where is that series? I want to get this right for you, just because.
And I got a question for you and Evan.
Okay. Michael Jordan, 1986 playoffs, game one against the Celtics, 18 for 36. He had 49.
All right.
Game two, he had 63. He was 22 for 41. They go back to Chicago. He had 19.
Gotcha.
8 for 18. What happened to Jordan in game three?
Maybe his arms were tired from hoisting up those 100 shots.
Well, maybe Jimmy Butler's arms were tired from shooting 26 times.
I guess I'm just wondering, why are you giving him that benefit of the doubt when, one, you step back and said he's not the same Jimmy? It seems like you were there first.
Well, I never, like, whenever anybody said playoff Jimmy, I said, well, that's 2 years ago. We'll see if he's playoff Jimmy. I saw enough of Jimmy Butler in 31 regular season games and the 10-12 playoff games.
The bottom line is, Stoney, what do you do with what you saw? And if it were me and I had a chance to go get a guy like Giannis who was in the Bay, that's why we're talking about this, sure. We're dreaming. If I could swap guys out, or there was a way I could use everybody but Steph, even Draymond, to get Giannis in a Warrior uniform, I would do it. And I now would be concerned, if I'm Joe Lacob moving forward, this Curry's first strained muscle, if that were to show its face or rear its head again, you know, next year, let's hope it never happens. But if it were, I got to tell you, I now have seen what I believe Jimmy Butler to not be able to get us a game or take us to the promised land, that this has altered what I think about Jimmy Butler moving forward if Steph were to get hurt. Because now what you're telling me is, yeah, we brought in Butler. We're giving him the 54 mil next year. But the bottom line is, if Steph goes down, we're done.
Exactly. You're done.
Well, he's got a hell of a deal then, Jimmy Butler. Fans can't expect a little more production or activity. That's a good gig to have, man.
So to hell with his track record.
Well, his track record is why we were all excited that he was coming to town.
No, I mean, to hell with his track record on this team already.
Oh, no.
23-8 regular season with Jimmy. First round win over Houston. They get beat without Minnesota. They get beat by Minnesota without Curry. And everyone's like, you know what? I don't think Butler's all that.
Well, I think the fact that Giannis is out here, and again, there could be no substance to it, but Stoney, he's about to, I believe, request a trade. The question again, are you willing to change and use that chip, if you could, to parlay Giannis in a Warrior uniform and be your next guy after Steph Curry?
By the way, there's also a report from Eric Pincus, who's a national NBA writer.
He's legit.
He's saying that many GMs believe that Giannis will ask for a trade this summer.
Yeah.
And you just want to be a player.
Is good.
Yeah, and Joe Lacob has shown us, Donnie, he's active. But real quick, there's a guy in Miami.
Okay.
Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
If there was somehow you could do a sign and trade with Kuminga, you put him in Miami, different locale, would you be willing to bring Wiggins? Could you get Wiggins back? Because, Donnie, you're laughing. I'm not. Jimmy Butler aside, they miss Wiggins. And if you could reunite Andrew Wiggins in a Warrior uniform with Jimmy Butler, then maybe you don't need that's more realistic than Giannis. You say what to that?
Sure. Sure.
Would you want him back? If you're Joe Lacob, hell yes, right? If Ekashi Kuminga, who you deemed unplayable at times?
Yeah, sure. I guess. It's a tough one for me. Yeah. Khalil in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Khalil. How you doing?
Hey, good. How y'all doing?
Hey. Doing well. Thank you.
Right on. You know, one thing I want to talk about is the body language. If you look at, if you watch the playoffs against the Minnesota Timberwolves, Draymond Green, look at his body language, the way he played. You know, anyone I would trade is Draymond Green because you know what? He gets a lot of technicals, and then he pouts, and then he doesn't play that hard. Like, if you looked at the last few games against the Timberwolves, the effort wasn't there. But overall, the defensive effort wasn't there. And you know what? I don't understand why Warriors can't get a guy like Malik Beasley. Mm-hmm. He's going to cost you maybe a little more than, somebody else you got on the bench, his name is escaping.
Pods?
Buddy Hield.
Oh, right? Buddy.
So, he's a good three-point shooter, and he's a great defender. You know, get a guy like Malik Beasley. And for Giannis, hey, I would give up Butler, Draymond. Hey, you want four picks, we'll give you four picks, you know. But I think if the Warriors trade Kuminga, they might turn around and regret that decision later on down the future.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the call, Khalil.
And it's kind of funny, Stani. Dre's not catching any heat. And he admitted it, and I told you our last show Thursday that I hadn't seen him get whooped down low in the paint in the box area since the 19 finals. And he said the same thing. So I appreciate him on being honest, but you almost had to be honest with the way that Julius Randle had his way with Draymond, and he should be catching some heat too. But again, this is about, I understand what we were asking them to do without Steph, but what Evan said a couple hours, an hour ago, is Donnie, we weren't asking to win the series, Jimmy. You couldn't get us a game.
Well, if you weren't asking the Warriors to win the series, who cares about winning one game?
Well,
like, seriously.
Well, if you win one game, maybe it's 3-2 instead of 4-1. Then if you win another game and Curry comes, but who knows? But we're saying
that's
that
the
just
point.
For the
without Curry, I mean, all right. 415. Steiny, you're always about the birth certificate. Don't you think Giannis would be worth his salary more than Butler? I'm not saying I wouldn't entertain Giannis for Butler. Of course, if Butler's involved in the trade, of course I would. Absolutely, I would. I'm just surprised at the negativity toward Jimmy Butler because he didn't play great against the Timberwolves in the postseason without Steph Curry. Like, that's what I'm surprised about. And particularly when we saw this team without Butler, he came, they go 23-8, they beat the Rockets, they lose Steph, okay, and he fizzled out after game three. Okay? Like, I'm just a little surprised, that's all. Let's go to Connie in Oakland. Hey, Connie, how you doing?
Hi, Steiny. Thank you so much.
Hey, sure.
You know what? I want to see Jimmy back, too. And I want to see Giannis and Jimmy and redo Jimmy's contract as some kind of a halftime thing and just hear me out because there's such a smoothness and a definiteness to Jimmy. Reminiscent of Chris Paul. He's a leader. And so if he didn't have to have such a heavy burn, like sort of a halftime thing going on, and that would help him with the injury factory and the whole team, it'd be easier on Jimmy. And he's there to smooth things out when they need him, have Giannis plus Jimmy in a different role kind of thing.
That can't happen.
Well, thanks, Connie, for the call. I mean, yeah, if there's any way to get Giannis and not move Butler, of course. Butler, Giannis, and Steph, that I think is completely unrealistic.
Right.
God. The team
seems to be...
I don't know
what the God is about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Out. Because the team seems to like where they're at. And again, this has this part is not Giannis related.
Right.
The team seems to really be positive about Butler, what he did, and Butler moving forward. But what I'm hearing from fans is that he didn't get it done. And like the way I look at it is, you know who didn't get it done? Steph. He didn't get it done.
Well, he got hurt.
That's right. He got hurt.
Oh.
And he was no factor. And guess what? Jimmy Butler tried to pick up the slack. He couldn't. He didn't. Because playing without Steph Curry, I thought, is too big of a hill to climb.
Yeah, well, my only issue with everything you're saying is he tried to go Frank Sinatra and do it his way. And whatever his calculations were to where he went straight pedestrian in regard to his shot attempts, I'll never understand that. So I'm not going to sit here and say he had a bad. I can be honest with you all and myself. As a Warrior fan, I'm disappointed with how he attacked the playoffs without Steph Curry. And he told us as much. You don't tell him how to play. You don't tell him when to be aggressive. So he thought passing the ball to others that were lesser than him was the way to go. And if you're right, Gobert's at the cup, who didn't play 40 minutes every game, Steiny, and McDaniel was his kryptonite, okay. But, man, I sure would have loved to watch the Warriors lose and Jimmy Butler, my star, after my second star, my Robin, I would love a 2-for-15 or a 3-for-18. Just that speaks for itself. You were trying.
Yeah.
But to feel like you were just
I don't equate going 3-for-18 as trying more than going 5-for-9. You're just taking more shots. I don't know if he's trying anymore.
Well, there's a thing called, Stoney, shoot your shot. What are you holding back for? That's what?
Didn't we see Jimmy play enough to know who he was since he got here?
I don't differentiate that. Playoff Jimmy and Jimmy Buckets, he earned that. I can never do anything. He earned that. But now I'm finding out why Miami got rotten at the end, and I wasn't privy to it. I thought it was all personal. Now I'm finding out hearing D-Wade and the rest of the gang talk about Jimmy Butler not being aggressive.
This is ridiculous. in a way, to me. And I'll tell you why.
20 shot attempts in two playoff games from a dude that's almost getting $60 million is ridiculous.
You know what's ridiculous? You know what's ridiculous?
You caping up for
him. Thinking a 35-year-old fossil without any help is going to get stronger as the playoffs go on when you are playing against young, athletic teams. The reason I didn't, you know, the reason I was skeptical of Butler was because you're going into the postseason with 37, 35, 35.
Right.
Guess what? It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. They're too old. Mm. And Steph broke down, and Butler isn't the player he was 2 years ago. And just because the Warriors traded for Butler and everybody said, look what he did 2 years ago, doesn't mean he's the same player as 2 years ago.
And yeah, that's a harsh reality now.
Exactly.
And instead, I got to be honest, I hope you're wrong.
But the reality was they traded for a 35-year-old. Like, that's the reality. And you kind of got away with it this season. And then he wore down, or he got hurt, or he couldn't carry the burden without Steph.
All right, so if
He would be able to do anyway.
All right, let's say you're right. You do understand now that there should be no thought, second thought, from Joe Lacob and company Mike D, is somehow you could use Jimmy in a deal that would get you Giannis.
Sure.
I mean, even if the names were different, a 30-year-old, you know.
This is what happened. We talked about Giannis when the Warriors were still playing. And you said, Steiny, I got to tell you, I think I'd rather have Butler. And I said, that's fine, whatever. Now, Butler's the same player he was. And now, of course you would want, like when you said Butler over Giannis, I was like, What are you smoking? I mean, Giannis is one of the best players in the league.
But half of what I was saying, Steiny, is Giannis is, like, that's a pipe dream. You know what I mean? I knew Jimmy was going bad in Miami, so when you said it, it was more giving Jimmy his flowers because that was more realistic. Now I'm like, oh, my gosh, if you could get Giannis.
I'm not against sniffing around for Giannis. I don't know who would be. Let's go to Binks. Binks is in San Francisco. Hey, Binks, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Steiny, you just basically stole my whole call. But go ahead and take your victory lap. I'm taking it with you reluctantly. But there is a bunch of us who weren't necessarily believing in the trade in the first place. Okay, Goo, I really called in to come down your road.
Go ahead, man.
Like Steiny just said, Goo, 2 years ago was when Jimmy went to the finals. Just like when we talk about 3 years ago is when we won the title, the Warriors. Maybe if Jimmy fell on his 33-year-old butt and not his 35-year-old butt, maybe he could have been a little bit more productive, you know? And without Steph, I know that it comes up sometimes. I don't think we talk about it enough, but the Warriors without Steph, they're not as good as Miami was. When Jimmy was dragging them, quote-unquote, to the finals, that team is better. They had Adebayo, they had Hero, Duncan Robinson, they had Gabe Vincent. That's killing the Warriors without Steph. When it's just Jimmy and Draymond, Pods and Moody, that team is better, man. It's not a video game. We cannot turn off injuries. We cannot turn off age. You know, I feel like we're just dealing with, we're trying to reconcile, like swallow this big pill that we don't want to do. We're like kids who don't want to take that Robitussin because it doesn't really, you know, taste good or whatever. We made the bed, man. There were some of us that were like, you know, I don't know if we should really do that trade because, you know, they're getting kind of old and injuries can happen and whatever, whatever. You know your risk when you step up to that craft table. And one last thing, you said a couple of days ago that this is for all of the, you couldn't get us one game. You felt like with Durant, they could get us one game. He could get us one game. Guru, you watched the playoffs last year. Durant couldn't get one game against Minnesota last year, and he had Devin Booker on the squad.
I'm not mad at you.
And Minnesota is even better this year. So, and like, you know, this sports talk, so we talk in circles and all that. But at the end of the day, the last teams that are standing, just like last year, they're all younger, man. So we made our bid, man. We may just have to lay in it. But I just feel like all of this, like, expecting what Jimmy should have done or could have done or would have done, like, he's 35 years old, man. Next year they're going to be even older. I'm a Warrior. I bleed blue. If you cut my arm right now, I want them to win.
I get it,
but
man.
We cannot be like DeLulu. That's what the kids be saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Thanks, Binks. Appreciate the call.
And I'll just say this to Brinks.
What do the kids say?
Bruhu. Evan don't know.
Did he say DeLulu? Like delusional?
I think Evan might be right. You know, I'm out today.
Those kids shorten words. Now you know what they say? Riz for charisma.
What?
Your daughter likes that one, right?
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah.
I've never heard that. Riz.
Yeah, it's like Riz.
I got Riz.
Yeah, you do.
You do too. Evan too.
No, you got more.
But listen, I'm telling the caller, I'm not fighting. I'm not fighting the notion that I was wrong. It still doesn't make it hurt less. I'm now speaking out to my therapist, you, that it hurts. Okay, you were there earlier, and it sounds like the caller Brinks was too. But for the old massive Dub Nation, the thought, Curry going down, maybe we can hold it down collectively and get a game and hope the game's... I really thought the game six Steph thing was going to happen, but it didn't. But the bottom line is, it doesn't hurt any less. So you were there before all of us, Donnie. But the bottom line is, this thing still goes through Steph Curry, and we really saw that in the playoffs. And if you can alleviate that and somehow... go out on a limb, do some stuff, or give up some commodities that might make you uncomfortable, but get Giannis for life without Curry? My gosh, it makes too much sense, but how realistic is it that he would choose us too?
Well, yeah. He's got a lot of mileage too. It's not like Giannis is a spring chicken. I know he's 30, but
right.
Butler's played, this was his 14th season. Giannis just completed his 12th NBA season. He's still really good. But it's not like you're getting a guy for the next 10 years. Like, well, in a perfect world, I guess the Lakers did.
Well, give me 7, Evan. Give Giannis 7. Would you guys give him 7?
Yeah, 6.
Barring injury, but we never know.
7 of being a top 3 player in the world?
Yeah, that's
what you want from him.
I think he's probably got two more years in his prime.
To Evan's point, there's going to be 12 or 13 or 15 teams lined up around the corner willing to take that chance,
yeah,
right?
I would think so, of course. Yeah.
But if you're the Warriors, though, it's about next season. I don't think you can think of, like,
no, all right,
if you get Giannis, I don't really think you can approach it like, we got our future, too.
Microwave, we need it now. It is exciting to think about, Stoney. And I don't think, maybe it's because they got Butler, and he was a trade deadline goo. Why do I feel like 4 years ago when we were talking about this, it was unrealistic? But now he's lived a little bit, got some hair on his chest, and the Warriors are doing what they're... Like, anything and everything is on the table outside of Curry. That's including Draymond.
I can't help but think there is something with certain Warrior fans, you included. It's that you just don't give the best players around Steph any break or credit, if you know what I mean.
I guess my question would be, why would they need it?
The same damn thing happened with Durant. Now, they got titles out of Durant, but...
Oh, you're saying when he went down?
Yeah, there's just something about...
Well, they lost two guys,
I get Curry didn't play, but there's something about... Well, this is Butler's fault now. It's Butler's fault.
Well, they won. Curry was... He didn't have hot, and he left the first... I mean...
Who's the reason the Warriors even got to the postseason?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to stop doing that because I'm going to use you against you. It's a team game. You said as much.
I know.
When he got here, everybody falls under others, were playing better basketball than they played in the playoffs. So it was a collective.
Is that Jimmy Butler's fault?
No, not for Pods and Moody going cold. I wouldn't put that at his doorstep, but I would say it's some of Kerr's fault. Maybe you're not in the play-in if Kuminga was getting more run. Maybe if Kuminga was getting more run against Houston, maybe you're not in. They don't come back from 3-1. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. But I just know I'm uncomfortable as a Warrior fan now dealing with a Curry injury and the ramifications like they always were going to be. But Now that we even got Butler, I thought this was some Geico involved in that, some insurance to where, okay, we can get a game.
Are you worried about Steph?
No, I'm
moving
just,
forward.
I'm worried about the team. If Steph were to get hurt again and be out, good. I don't want the season to be night.
It's going to be, though. I mean,
not like, if you get Giannis.
No, we talk about this a lot, Goo. When I say if Steph gets hurt, and what's the typical answer? Well, if anybody's star gets hurt, they're done. And you're right. But to think that a 35-year-olds and a 37-year-old,
man,
we're going to be Superman.
Yeah.
I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see calls. We'll get to them all on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Memorial Day weekend. It's almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointments. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.